Welcome back to the Rush Hour. Gus, Jude and Wendell. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M is our handle. When you're talking AFL and you're talking Swannies, we talk to this man.
This next bloke was born in 1996. That's right, the year that Plugger sparked that pitch invasion at the SCG, this kid was just born. We'll let that sink in for a second. Now, he plays for the Swans, and he's Sydney-born and bred too. Not one of them Victorians that grew up in, like, I don't know, Wangaratta on a farm or something and then just moved here for money. He's idolised the Swans since forever, and he's played forward since 2015. In 2018, he took the AFL Mark of the Year Award, and in 2022, he took out the Talking to Us Award. Right now, please welcome, from the Sydney Swans, Isaac Heaney.
Yeah, g'day, Isaac. It's Jude. Welcome to the Rush Hour. How are you, mate?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah, really well. It was a huge final term yesterday from the boys, running over Hawthorn,
all
kicking
right,
the
mate.
Last...
There's no need to keep going.
Yeah, I know, you're a Hawks man. You kicked the last eight goals of the game. Incredible final term, but the start must have been a little bit frustrating from John Longmire and the coaching staff.
It was, yeah. We obviously wanted to start well, and we didn't, and they came out on fire. And obviously, I had to go back at some point and try and ease the goals they had on a run. So... it wasn't ideal, but it was good to respond. And the second and third was obviously an arm wrestle. And then the last quarter, it was really nice to finally finish our goals, but also run over the top of them.
Yeah, you certainly did that. A lot of tears at my place. I had Hawthorn into the Roosters. So terrible afternoon yesterday for me.
Unlucky, mate.
Unlucky, that's a shocker.
Yeah, it is a shocker. Big top four clash coming up against the Lions this week. It doesn't get any easier, does it? This AFL competition is hot.
Absolutely. No, they're on fire at the moment, and I think they're one of the teams to beat and will be for the rest of the season. They've got a really strong and deep list, so we're going to have to be on, and we can't start like we did against the Hawks, otherwise they'll put us to the sword. And, it's going to have to be a four-quarter performance definitely to beat them.
Mate, what do you think the strength is with the Brisbane Lions? Obviously, you know, they've been in and around there for a couple of years, and Charlie Cameron's an absolute freak. What do you think is their strengths?
What isn't their strengths? Yeah. I think all over the park they're pretty good. They're strong in defense. They've got some players that can kick, real bags, and strong through the midfield as well, with Lachie Neal sort of leading the charge there. And they're just an impressive outfit, and it could be their year, but we'll try and stop them.
Looking at your own team, obviously, Paddy McCartan and Logan McDonald both went down with concussion. We know Paddy's history with concussions, so a real concern. I think failed the concussion test, but he looked filthy in the rooms.
He actually looked sad too. Like,
yeah, I think he was frustrated. He sort of missed out. How did they both pull up? But can we expect Tom Papley to return this week?
Yeah, Paddy's actually in good spirits. He's pulled up really well. I think he was frustrated after the game because he didn't feel like he was concussed, and obviously he failed their concussion protocol, but the concussion test and had to go into the protocols there, and was a little bit frustrated because he didn't think he should have been, but he's pulled up really well. Logan's a pretty solid head knock, so we'll look after him definitely early in the week, but he's pulled up well as well. And then the likes of Paps, he's obviously super talented. He'll be back in hopefully this week, if not the week after. And obviously we need to fill in Paddy two down back, so... it'd be interesting to see what happens.
We're talking to Isaac Heaney from the Swannies. And Isaac, I want to talk to you about the way you've elevated your game this season. You're now sort of elevated into the top players in the competition. Do you hear that stuff? Do you read that stuff about you? And how does that sort of sit with you?
It's a nice thing to hear. But at the same time, living in Sydney, you miss a lot of it. Miss a lot of the hype, but also miss, I guess, a lot of the negativity. And the media in Sydney is just... primarily NRL, so I do love that side of things. It is nice here and there to know that I'm playing right as well, and I started the year well, and that's just come off the back of a really good preseason and not missing many seasons throughout the week. Sessions throughout the week, and just got a lot of clockers in my legs at the moment, which is nice.
Well, Isaac, I've got to give you a massive rap. I'm not sure what you guys are doing there at the Swans, but I've got two little friends, Will and Cooper, and they love you, Conley, and so I'm kicking the football with them. And all I'm talking about is the Swans. So this week, Isaac Heaney's their favourite player.
Oh.
So I'm going with them to watch the Swans versus the Lions. So I said to them, the Lions are my team. But, mate, you're doing something right there. They met you last week. It was a buddy's clinic or something that you did last week. They had a photo with you, mate, and they love you. So you're doing great things, mate.
Thank you very much. It's awesome to hear.
Mate, also, I just wanted to ask about Callum Mills, another homegrown talent who's obviously co-captain of the Swans now. And I mean, he's also in the conversation for All Australian this year. He's just been in incredible form, and his ability to not only cool Tom Mitchell, who started really well yesterday, but then win his own footy was sensational, wasn't it?
Absolutely. He's just a workhorse. He'll harden up, probably one of the hardest players we have, and just works out to the arse off. And he's extremely clean and a good ball user. I mean, he covers all bases other than probably he's a little bit slow other than that, which he hates being told. But no, other than that, he's a serious player, and one that's just got the perfect foundations for a consistent consistent career, but consistent games and a true leader too. So he's started really well for us as well.
Can we take you back to the SCG a few weeks ago? Some bloke's on 999.
Yeah.
And of course, we're waiting for the moment. Everyone's sort of sitting on the fence, ready to run and so forth. What was it like just being there on that particular night? And we heard some protocols coming into play that you're all going to be trying to leave the field and going to have that big moment. But did you expect it to be as big? And for I suppose, 45 minutes there, the Swans were the biggest sporting club in Australia. It was quite incredible that night.
Yeah, it was a weird one. We obviously knew the significance of it, and it'll probably never be done again. But actually witnessing and being a part of like what actually happened was incredible. And you can't really plan for it. And I don't think the security guards really planned for it either. They just stood there and we were just like, you know what, we've given up on this, and we'll let everyone settle and have their moment. And it became actually really full on. Like, we were in the middle of this. Felt like a mosh pit. It was like 100 degrees. It was, everyone was jammed, people were getting trampled. Like, it was pretty full on, but at the same time it was an amazing experience, and one I'm very blessed to be a part of.
I gotta ask the gentleman from Dubbo who got the football, when he rocked up to training, like, buddy did what he had to do.
He sort of semi-brushed it.
Yeah, he did, mate. Like, but it was, I know the bloke had to bring the football back. You can't keep it. That's Buddy's football. But how was that? Did you get to meet the bloke too? Because he was pretty happy to be there, wasn't he?
No, I didn't. I didn't get to meet him. I think only Bud met him.
Okay.
He was pretty happy to get that footy back though.
Yeah.
I must admit, did he have to give the footy back?
I don't think he did, but I think
it's... Because Buddy didn't look like he should have
put it away somewhere.
No, mate. But I think it's the right thing to do. I listened to an interview and that young bloke goes, his dad was going to fly from Dubbo, pick it up and take it back the next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
So his dad was on board with
the whole thing. His dad was on board. He's a country player, yeah.
Hey, Isaac, thanks so much for joining us, mate. It's an absolute pleasure. Brilliant. You're doing a fantastic job on and off the field. As Del said, you know, the Swannies are absolutely smashing it outside of the playing arena as well. And thanks for joining us on the show, mate.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.